Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on breakbeat editing and saturation for deep jungle atmosphere. Today we're taking a raw drum break and turning it into something darker, grittier, warmer, and way more alive. Not just louder. We want that dusty jungle energy, that old school pressure, that crunchy break feel that sits beautifully under a bass line. By the end of this lesson, you should have a loop that feels punchy, atmospheric, and ready for drum and bass. We're going to work in a very practical way. Choose a break. Warp it properly, slice it for control, clean it up, add saturation, and then build some atmosphere around it. A quick teacher note before we start. Work in loops first. Don't worry about the whole song yet. In jungle and drum and bass, a killer one bar or two bar break is often the real foundation. So first, choose your break beat. Pick something with character. An amen style break is perfect, but any loop with ghost notes, a clear snare on 2 and 4, and a little room tone can work. What you want is movement. You do not want a super flat, over-limited loop that's already been squashed into a block. Saturation works best when the break still has some life in it. Drag the break into a new audio track in Ableton Live 12. Now let's warp it properly. This matters a lot. For this style, set warp mode to beats and preserve to transients if available. If the break is close to the grid, you can use warp from here, straight. If it's a little loose, place warp markers manually on the first downbeat and the snare so the groove stays tight without killing the swing. The goal here is not robotic perfection. The goal is to keep the break controlled while still breathing like a real drummer. Next, we're going to slice the break for better editing. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use slicing by transients if the break is clean, or choose a 1/16 division if you want more control over the pattern. Ableton will create a drum rack. And now each hit can live on its own pad. This is huge for jungle work because now you can mute hits, duplicate hits, add little fills, or process the kick and snare differently from the hats and ghost notes. That flexibility is where the real edits start happening. Before we get any serious saturation, let's clean up the break a little. On the break channel or group, start with EQ8. Play gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove unnecessary subrumble. If the loop is muddy, you might dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the hats feel too sharp, a small cut around 7 to 10 khz can help. Keep this subtle. We're not trying to sterilize the break. We're just removing the obvious junk before we start driving it harder. Now add drum bus. This is one of the best devices in Ableton for this kind of drum treatment. Start with drive somewhere around 10 to 25%. Add a little crunch if you want more bite. Use transients to bring out the punch of the kick and snare. Keep boom low at first, because for jungle, you usually want the break to stay agile and not get too thick in the low end. Here's the main idea. Drum bus adds glue, punch, and attitude. It can make the break feel more like a record and less like a loop pasted into a timeline. After drum bus, add saturator. This is where the break starts getting that deeper jungle texture. Try drive around 3 to 8 dB to begin with. Turn soft clip on. Then adjust the output so you're not fooling yourself with extra volume. That part is important. Always volume match when you add saturation, because louder often just sounds better, and that can trick your ears. What should you listen for? The snare should feel denser. The kick should feel a little more wooden and forward. The hats should get a bit of edge, but not turn into harsh static. If the break starts sounding crushed or brittle, back off the drive and let the clean transient breathe. A really useful habit here is a /B checking. Toggle the whole chain on and off. Ask yourself, does this sound more alive, or just louder? You want attitude, not mush. If full saturation feels too aggressive, use parallel processing. This is a classic move. Duplicate the break track. Keep one version fairly clean. On the duplicate, add a more aggressive chain, maybe EQ8, then saturator with more drive, then drum bus, and maybe even a little redux if you want a rougher digital edge. Then turn that duplicate down and blend it underneath the clean track. This is a great beginner-safe way to get depth and grit without destroying the core groove. The clean layer keeps the transients clear. The dirty layer adds weight and atmosphere. If you want to get even more jungle with it, you can use auto filter or redux for texture. Redux adds a little lo-fi crunch and digital roughness if used lightly. Auto filter can darken the break and create movement, especially in an intro or a build. A slow filter opening over time can make a loop feel much more produced and alive. If your break is sliced into a drum rack, you can also shape individual hits. This is where the edits get really fun. On the snare pad, you might add a bit of EQ around 180 to 250 Hz for body and a little boost around 2 to 5 khz for crack. Then saturate it until it feels thicker. not harsher. On the kick pad, keep the sup clean, usually below about 60 to 80 HZ, and be careful not to overdrive it so much that it loses shape. The point is control. Jungle drums often sound huge because the kick and snare are treated with purpose, not because everything is blasted equally. Now let's build atmosphere around the break. A deep jungle groove usually feels stronger when it sits inside a world of texture. You can add vinyl noise, rain, jungle ambience, reversed cymbals, filtered reverb tails, or even field recordings. On a return track, try a chain-like echo, reverb, then EQ8. Keep the echoes dark, the reverb subtle, and high-pass the return so it doesn't clutter the low end. This is one of those little production tricks that makes a loop feel cinematic and underground. The drums are still the star, but now they sound like they live somewhere. Another important ingredient is groove. Jungle is not perfectly quantized. It breathes. Use Ableton's groove pool and try a light swing feel, or extract groove from a break and apply it subtly. Don't straighten everything to 100%. Let ghost hits stay a little loose. Keep the snares anchored. Nudge a few hats slightly late if it helps the pocket. That tiny human push and pull is a huge part of the vibe. A good rule here, keep the groove loose, but keep the backbeat strong. Now let's think about arrangement. A simple jungle arrangement might start with an 8-bar intro. In that intro, you can filter the break, keep the atmosphere going, and hold back the full low end. Then in the build, bring in more of the break, maybe open the filter a little, and slowly increase the energy. When the drop hits, let the full break come through with the saturated parallel layer active and the bass line locked in. And don't let it loop forever without changes. Every 4 or 8 bars, make a small variation. Drop one kick, add a reverse hit, chop the snare, pull the filter down briefly and open it back up. Even tiny changes keep the groove moving and stop the loop from feeling copy-pasted. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't oversaturate the whole break. Too much drive can turn your drums into noise. In this style, we want controlled aggression. Second, don't ignore headroom. If your break is already peaking too hot, saturation will sound ugly very quickly. Pull the clip gain down first. Third, don't make the low end too thick. The break needs space to work with the bass line. If the low mids get messy, the whole track can feel clogged. Fourth, don't flatten the dynamics. The ghost notes, strong hits, and decays are what give the break character. And fifth, always check your break with the bass. A loop that sounds amazing on its own might fight the sub and reese once the full mix is playing. Here's a quick mini practice exercise you can do right now. Import a breakbeat loop. Warp it in beats mode. Slice it to a drum rack. On the break or the group, add EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. Set drum bus drive to around 15%. Set saturator drive to around 5 dB and turn soft clip on. Duplicate the break and make a dirtier parallel version. Blend that underneath a clean one. Add a short dark echo return. Then arrange just 8 bars, 4 bars of intro, and 4 bars where the break gets more saturated and energetic. Your goal is to make it darker, heavier, more atmospheric, but still punchy enough for a bass line. For a little extra growth, try making 3 versions of the same break, a clean version, a dirty version, and an atmospheric version. Then compare them. See how much saturation the break can really handle. See how the groove changes when you darken the top end or remove the dirty layer for a few bars. That's real producer thinking. So to recap, choose a characterful break, warp it carefully, slice it for control, clean it up lightly, add drum bus and saturator for weight and grit, use parallel processing if needed, build atmosphere with filtered effects, keep the groove loose, and arrange with small variations so the break stays exciting. And remember this one key idea. In jungle and drum and bass, saturation is not just distortion. It's character, depth, and pressure. That's the sound we're after. Dusty, alive, and heavy in the best way.